This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Tuesday, February 6th. A mix of sun and clouds today in Dallas with a high of 66. The low tonight will dip to 46 under partly cloudy skies. Here are today's headlines. When the World Cup lands in Texas in 2026, thousands of fans will not crowd into Cowboys Stadium, Jerry World, or even technically AT&T Stadium. Instead, they will cram into Dallas Stadium? Yep. During the World Cup, AT&T Stadium will be renamed Dallas Stadium to comply with FIFA regulations that prohibit corporate sponsors from representing host venues. But AT&T Stadium, as most of us know, is not in Dallas. It's in Arlington, smack dab in the middle of Dallas in Fort Worth, which many on social media pointed out following FIFA's announcement Sunday that North Texas would host 9 games. AT&T Stadium is not the only venue preparing for a name change. New Jersey's MetLife Stadium will host the tournament's final game and will be renamed New York, New Jersey Stadium. Arlington, with a population of some 400,000, is long used to feeling stuck in the shadow of the much larger Dallas, with a population of 1.3 million and worldwide name recognition. A representative for AT&T Stadium declined to comment Monday on the coming name change. This is not the first time complaints have surfaced. Residents grumbled in 2022 when FIFA announced Dallas, not Arlington, as one of 16 World Cup host cities. Even the bid to host World Cup matches organized by North Texas civic and business leaders was presented as Dallas 2026. Arlington residents say they would simply like credit. After all, Arlington taxpayers footed the bill to build AT&T Stadium, and the city's residents must deal with sometimes maddening traffic as a result of the bustling entertainment district. Up next, State Highway 114 in Irving and nearby interchanges will experience nightly lane and ramp closures this week as part of the ongoing Irving Interchange Improvement Project by the Texas Department of Transportation. Drivers should plan to leave early to navigate the anticipated delays and follow detour signs. The $301 million project is expected to wrap up this spring. In other news, a Dallas-area doctor was convicted Monday of illegally prescribing powerful and highly addictive opioids without a legitimate medical purpose. Leovaris A. Mendez, co-owner of Cumbre Medical Center in Garland, issued thousands of prescriptions for painkillers with no apparent regard for patient harm, according to federal authorities. Following an 8-day trial, a jury found the 58-year-old physician guilty of one count of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance and 6 counts of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. Mendez, who faces up to 140 years in federal prison, will be sentenced at a later date. The center co-owner, 56-year-old Cesar Peña Rodriguez, pleaded guilty last month to one count of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, just 5 days before trial was set to begin. According to a civil complaint filed by authorities, the two doctors issued frequent prescriptions for a dangerous and often abused cocktail of drugs called the Holy Trinity, a combination of an opioid, a short-acting benzodiazepine, and a muscle relaxer. Finally, along with excitement about hosting the most games of any single site during the 2026 FIFA tournament, there is a fear among locals of a traffic Armageddon with airports, highways, and city streets overwhelmed by visitors. But Michael Morris isn't alarmed. He's been the front man in the bid to bring the World Cup to Arlington. FIFA has strict infrastructure criteria, so to even be considered for hosting an event meant having a solid transportation plan in place. AT&T Stadium seats about 80,000 fans, 105,000 standing, but Morris expects 2 to 3 times as many people to visit the area during match weeks. FIFA fan festivals and sponsored events will draw crowds, and a large number of employees will be needed to serve guests. That requires careful planning. Arlington does not have a mass public transit system of its own, but significant upgrades are planned for the Trinity Railway Express Centerport Station in Fort Worth, which will offer enhanced rail service for visitors. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.